This is Amber Rolt reporting for Estates Gazette, and this afternoon I am joined by Mark Christian Rieber, who is the founder and chief executive of retail marketplace eLocations. Mark, thank you very much for joining the EG this afternoon, and welcome to London. I know you're only visiting here for a very short period from Switzerland.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you. Can you please tell me a little bit about the platform eLocations?
So we are connecting the local brokers with international brands like H&M and Zara. They're opening 250 to 500 stores every year, but not every broker in a smaller city has the number of the expansion director of these brands. So we are telling the brands where they have availabilities, opportunities to open new shops, and bring them together with the brokers.
And can you please tell me, how does it work? How do you bring these brokers and opportunities together?
So we are scraping actually the offers, the listings of the brokers on their websites, and retail brands are registering on our platform. So we know exactly where brands like Apple or Prada or Zara are scouting new locations, where they're interested in new locations. The uniqueness of eLocations is that we are showing 750 streets on the street maps, like the goat plants, worldwide for free. And that's why all the brands and the brokers are coming on our website regularly to see which brand is located. So you can search, for example, worldwide for all the Pradas, Gucci's and Louis Vuitton's, and see how close they are next to each other in Tokyo or in Shanghai, in New York, in San Francisco, all over the world.
And am I right in thinking the platform is not yet up and running in London?
It is.
And how long has it been up and running in London for?
Roughly since 8 weeks.
Okay, so it's very, very new here.
Exactly.
And how has it been received so far in the London marketplace?
Yeah, all the brokers and the brands, they love it because it's unique. They haven't seen it before. And it makes their life much easier to see all the brands on the street map, including the pictures and the history and the sizes, all this kind of stuff what we don't find on the goat plants so far.
And where is it that you get the data from to be able to show this information?
So we are building for each brand, for each website of the broker, we're building a robot. And these crawlers or parsers, they are going over the website every day and checking if there are new shops or new listings of the brokers. And then we are bringing it onto eLocations.
And you said that it's a new, unique offering and something that the brokers have not had before. How does it differ? How is it unique?
So if you are a retail brand, you have 10 or 20 brokers you have to call or go onto their websites and check out their opportunities, the listings. There's not a single website except eLocations where you find all the offers on one platform. So it's much easier for the brand to see, to have an overview what's available right now. And for the broker, he's doing roughly 100 phone calls today to find the right tenant or buyer for property. And if we give him the leads, he has to do only 5 to 10 phone calls.
And you said, so brokers can use it to help them find locations for brands.
Oh, brokers, they have the locations already, and we make it easier for them to find the right brands who are already interested in this specific area.
And the platform works for investment as well, is that right?
Exactly. So if you have a property for sale, or if you want to buy a property, then we are launching this also very, very soon.
So that bit of the business is not yet active?
No, we are concentrating actually on rentals, but it's the same to list also properties for sale.
And can you tell me how that would work from an investment perspective?
So as we are doing it right now with rental listings, we are sharing the commission. We are asking the broker for 10% of the total commission if he is closing a deal with a brand, and that's the same with a buyer if he finds the property through our platform.
And how many users does it have?
We have now 3,000 active users on the platform. They are searching every month for 250,000 properties in the world.
And how is it exactly that people use the data so they can see where it is that brands are looking on a certain area? So could you use it, for example, say with, say a brand is looking at the moment on Bond Street, how would that work?
So that's a special contract we have with each broker individually for a specific region. And we know which brands are searching in the specific streets. So we are evaluating the data. And for example, we have 700 shops for rent now online in New York. And in a very short time, it will be roughly between 2,500 and 3,000 available shops for rent in prime locations in New York. And so if a brand like H&M wants to be close to Zara, then they're scouting all the existing Zara shops on our platform, and then they see which shops are available next to the Zara boutiques.
And you've worked with a lot of luxury brands, and I'm wondering that you've just got a, you are currently, you're here in London looking for potential sites for the chocolate brand Scheuer Chocolate, which is Swiss, is that correct?
It's Teuscher.
Teuscher?
Chocolate, no problem. It's one of the oldest Swiss chocolate brands. They're producing everything in Switzerland completely fresh. You have to eat it within 3 weeks, otherwise it's no longer good. And they are represented by 26 boutiques all around the world, like Fifth Avenue at Rockefeller Center. And that's because a son of the founder, Mr. Teuscher Senior, he wanted to travel abroad to America and Asia, but he was not traveling in Europe. But now the third generation took over the business, and now we are expanding first in Germany, followed by London and England, and then going to Italy, to France, and all the other countries.
And how are other people, and you know, how else is your audience engaging with eLocations as a platform?
So, as I said before, it's mainly the retailers and the brokers, but also communities like the planning department of a smaller village who's interested to develop their shopping street. Or if you have a Christmas lightning company who is only active in shopping centers at the moment and they want to go on the shopping streets, we can help them to get in touch with the decision makers. So there are different kind of interested parties.
And do you think that it will be disruptive to the brokers market?
No, we need the brokers. It's disruptive for companies like Goat, but for sure we need the brokers to close the deals. You always need a human being in between the two parties to get them signing the contract.
And I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on the wider retail market at the moment, because it's very challenging. So, you know, tools like this that that brokers and retailers have are very helpful for them, particularly in the bricks and mortar retail market. I mean, how do you think that the bricks and mortar and the physical retail space is performing at the moment? And what do you think the biggest challenges are?
Yeah, so people are always going to the city center for shopping in the week or on the weekend. If you go on Regent Street or Oxford Street now, then you have the same picture like 5 years ago. And for me, nothing has changed. Harrods and Selfridges are writing better numbers every year. That's also because of the tourists, for sure. But with eLocations, brands get a better overview, because outside England we have zero transparency in these markets, and the best example is the American young fashion brand Forever 21. They are now closing again all the shops like American Eagle did before, because they were not successful And the reason is that they chose the wrong locations and they were much too big for them. And so they lost some hundreds of millions because of the lack of information and comparables. And so they're learning, like Gap did 15 years ago in Germany. They closed all their stores. And we help brands to find better stores and also with the right size and to learn from the failures of their of other brands in the past years.
How important do you think the specific location for retailers with regards to their proximity to other retailers is for their success as a store?
Yeah, you always see Gucci or Prada in the radius of 200 meters around the Louis Vuitton. So Louis Vuitton is always the number one for all luxury accessoire or fashion brands, and everybody wants to be in that street close to Louis Vuitton. Same with H&M and Zara. For the other young fashion brands, they always want to be close and next to them.
And what's your view on the current retail market here in London?
Many, many opportunities on the market, but we have also new brands who are coming into London, who are entering London. And so it's like 10 years ago, there were also brands which are now not longer here, which disappeared in the last years. So every 7 to 10 years, you have new brands coming and going. And they have to develop themselves, they have to reinvent themselves again to be attractive enough for the customers.
And where do you think has the strongest retail market globally and why? Because eLocation, you know, it is a global platform. You're looking for opportunities for brands across the globe. Where do you think is currently performing very well?
It's clearly number one still, and I think also forever, New York. We have now 5,000 existing properties in e-locations on the top high streets in New York, and 700 of them are for rent now. So if we complete New York at the beginning of next year, I guess we have roughly 15,000 shops, and 2,500 of them will be for rent.
And I know you're about to launch the investment side of the business. Do you think that London and the UK is an attractive investment opportunity for international investors?
Absolutely, because of the current Brexit situation, the properties will become cheaper, definitely. And one day, nobody knows how it comes, but I think that England will come back to the EU, and so if this will be the case, then it's now the best opportunity to buy properties here.
And you've worked closely with lots of the top luxury brands, so LVMH, Gucci. Do you think that they are performing well in the London market at the moment, and do you think there's lots of opportunities there for perhaps international luxury brands that don't yet have a presence here in the UK?
Exactly. If you walk now on New Bond Street, you see that, for example, Stella McCartney is coming. They were looking for this store since more than 5 years, and there are many, many other brands which are entering the market, like Hublot is changing now. Marcus closed the franchise shop of Hublot, and Hublot will open next to the new Chopin store. So there's a lot of movement and development. Alaya was opening recently. Chloe was coming to the old Ralph Lauren kids shop, and this will continue.
And what are your thoughts on the fact that lots of people say that the London luxury market is getting too expensive? Do you agree with that?
Well, the prices actually now for us Europeans, it's much cheaper than in Berlin or in Zurich, and that's why you have so many tourists coming right now to London, because you get fantastic deals here.
And what do you think the biggest change in physical retail space will be over the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, like brands from the US, like Nasty Gal. They are opening now the first pop-up shop here, and I was waiting for this day. Despite they went bankrupt at the beginning of this year, they've been bought by a British brand. And so they started in the internet, and they are coming now on the streets, so the other way. And I'm very curious how successful Nasty Gal will be here in the UK.
Do you think they will do well?
I hope so for them. I hope so.
Right, Mark, thank you very much for speaking to the EG.
Thank you very much, too.